Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Tes. We left off on the top of daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. We started discussing the Seder of Yerusha, and specifically we had a drasha that a father comes before a brother in the dinim of Yerusha, but certainly not before a son. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, how do we know that a father, yes, comes before a brother, he comes before the Achiyames, but he doesn't come before a daughter. Maybe the drasha that teaches us that a father comes first should be teaching us, true, he doesn't come before a son, but he comes before a daughter. Or maybe it should be teaching us that the father comes before his own brothers, but maybe not that he comes before the brothers of the Niftar. So we're going to try to figure out how we know that there's a drasha teaching us that the father is supposed to come before somebody, and that somebody is not the son, but how do you know that that somebody are the brothers of the mace? Maybe that somebody is the father's own brother, maybe that somebody is the daughter of the mace. Then the Gemara is going to have a second possible drasha that teaches us this same halacha, that a father comes before a brother. So either it's going to be derived from the word She'ero, or it's going to be derived from the word v'ha'avartem. So the Gemara is going to discuss, if you derive it from the word She'ero, what do you do with the word v'ha'avartem? And if you derive it from the word v'ha'avartem, what do you do with the word She'ero? And it's going to teach us a couple of important halachas through that, that first that a husband is Yorish's wife, and that a daughter is able to be mavir nachla from one shevet to another by marrying outside of her shevet. Then the Gemara is going to prove that mishpachas aim is not called mishpacha when it comes to these dinim, when it comes to dinim Yerusha. We're going to challenge it from a description of the guy who is chosen to be the Kohen at the Pesel Micha, where it seems to be that his mishpachas aim plays a critical role, and it seems to be that it's called mishpacha, and we're going to try to address that and try to figure out whether we in fact are referring to his mishpachas aim in that case. And the Gemara is going to tell us, based on the story of Pesel Micha, two different possibilities, one from there, one from somewhere else, that tolinus hakalkala bimakulkal, that if someone does something terrible, we find something terrible to in his yichus or something about it that we connect it to connect the bad things to bad sources. And that relates to the very next part of the Gemara, which tells us that when one gets married, one should be very careful to marry a bas tovim, to marry someone who comes from a good family, because even if it doesn't affect her, she may be a big tzadekes, but it's going to affect the children. If it doesn't affect the children, it'll affect the grandchildren. Somewhere along the line, that's going to come out again, and that's what the Gemara says, a person should always be mistabek b'tovim, with a family that has strong yichus. So let's begin again. We left off actually a few lines into the page already. We're already at the fourth line of the page, Ve'ema. But just to backtrack for a moment, we had made this drasha yesterday that from She'ero we learn that the father comes before the brothers for Yerusha, but not before the son for Yerusha. So says the Gemara, how do I know that? Maybe the brothers are a closer relative than the son. How do I know that a son is a closer relative than a brother when it comes to Yerusha? So Gemara said, no, look what the son does. The son is kam tachas aviv, he takes the place of the father as far as yiud, as far as being poda, a field of hegdish, a steachuza, that he was makdish. So you see that a son, mamish, takes the place of his father. The Gemara says, yeah, but a brother takes the place of his brother also, because you have yibum. The whole notion of yibum is that a brother takes the place of his brother. So the Gemara says, it's true, but the fact that a brother takes the place of his brother for yibum is only when there's no son. If there would have been a son, he doesn't take. So you see that the son is ultimately the closest relative. So the Gemara was bothered. It's only because of that svara that we go with the child, with the son over the brother, only because the whole yibum thing doesn't work out. Let's say the yibum raya was a good raya, that a brother is kam tachas achiv. So let's say that were a good raya. You still have a 2-to-1. It's two indicators that a son is kam tachas achiv, and only one indicator that a brother is. So Gemara says, not really, because the whole idea of steachuza we only derive from the svara by yibum that yibum only works when there is a brother. So the numbers wouldn't have worked out. It would have been a 1-to-1. So that's why we have to discredit the yibum raya, that the fact that a brother takes his brother's place for yibum is not indicative of a closer relationship than that with a son, because when there is a son, there is no yibum. So that's why we have to discredit that as a mochiach at all. Just a tosos on the bottom of Kuf Chesam Beis, Klum Yish yish yibum ela b'makom she'ein ben, the Gemara had said, well, there's no yibum if there's no son, and that's why yibum is not indicative of a closer relationship with one's brother than it is of a relationship with one's son. Ein lefarish delo adif liinyan yibum ben me'ach. We ela klomar hein shavin liinyan yibum. Do not say that this line means that a son is no better than a brother with regard to yibum, but they're the same with regard to yibum. V'im kein hachinami adif ben me'ach mishum dekam tachas av liadil steachuza, and therefore we're just back to a 2-0 that there are that when it comes to yibum, because yibum can only be done when there's no son, and if there is a son, there's no yibum. So yibum's a wash. Yibum doesn't indicate one way or the other, and we still have two other indicators that a son is the closer relationship. So says Tosfos, don't say that that's the pshat in the Gemara, that we're just knocking out yibum as an indicator at all. Dal karchel kaman gabi bas lof shel farish kein damrin kiven dilin yibum ki adadin inhu linyan nachla nami ki adadin inhu, because we're going to say by the daughter that since a son and a daughter are the same with regard to yibum, so they're the same with regard to Yerusha on a certain level. Kolomar v'tei adifa bas me'ach. What do we learn about a daughter from the laws of Yibum? We're going to see in today's daf, we're about to see that how do I know a daughter comes before a brother with regard to Yerusha? So the Gemara is going to say, well, there would be no Yibum if there's a daughter. If the guy had a daughter, there would be no Yibum. So you see that a daughter is better than a brother. So says Tosfos, don't say that the whole limit over here, that you only do Yibum when there's no son, tells us that it's a wash, that it doesn't indicate one way or the other. No, what it tells us is that a son is better than a brother. So now we have a 3-0 indication that a son is better than a brother. V'te'adifa bas me'ach sheyikdom av la'ach v'lo l'bas. V'ilo adifa me'ach lin yibum, if a daughter were not better than a brother with regard to yibum, hechi adif minei lein n'yachla. How would we derive that as far as Yerusha is concerned, a daughter takes precedence over a brother? Elevade me'hai time deklum yeshiv me'el makom she'en bas, di adifa me'ach, de bas mekima shame, va'ach eno mekim shame, ela tzarech liyavim. The ideal of anyone is to have children who will be mekayim his shame. If he's unable to do that, then his brother is going to have to do some sort of imitation of being mekayim es hashem by marrying his wife and being mekayim the shame that way. But that's not the way one wants to be mekayim shame. Being mekayim shame is achieved ideally through children, sons or daughters. Having any sort of children is going to be the ideal kiyum hashem. So, okay, so says the Gemara further now. The Ema, fourth line from the top of the page, Kuftas Amaral, the Ema, She'ero Zeha Av, Melamit She'av Kodem Labas. We learned from the word She'ero that a father comes before the brothers. But maybe we can go even further. Maybe we can say that the father comes before the daughters, comes before the man's own daughters. Yachal Yakdim Leben, and you might have thought that the She'ero should teach us that the father comes before everybody, even the son. Tamlam Akarov, Karov, Karov Kodem. That's why it says Akarov, to tell us that there's someone that's closer than a father. But instead of learning that the someone who's closer than the father is both a son and a daughter, and that the father's just closer, Shero teaches that the father's just closer than the brothers, maybe the someone who's closer than the father is a son, and the father's closer than the daughters and the brothers. Says the Gemara, Kivin de linyan yibum, benu bas ki adadininu, linyan nachlanami, benu bas ki adadininu. Since with regard to yibum, there's no yibum if there is a son or a daughter, they're considered the same with regard to Yibum. So when it comes to Nachla, we treat the son and the daughter as the same with regard to closeness. You know, who's the closest relative? That a son and a daughter are the closest relatives, and only then do we look at the father after the son and the daughter. So the father cannot cut the line ahead of the daughter. If you look at the Rashbam, Ben Ubas Ki Adadininu, Kidichsiv Uben Ein Lo, Ayena Lov. Nimtzis gam abas poteres asachin min ayibum. Says Rashbam, how do I know that a son and a daughter are the same with regard to Yibum? It's a drasha from the pasuk. The pasuk says, ben eino widarshin ayena lov, which means that if he has any sort of child, any gender child, that would pater the brother from Yibum. If a man is survived by his father, then does not exempt his wife from Yibum. She's still going to need Yibum. Nimtzeis habas kama tachas aviyah tzfei me avia meis v'achia meis. So you see that the daughter is more kam tachas avia than the father of the deceased, and more than the brother of the deceased, because there's still a requirement of yibum when he's survived by his father and by his brother, but there's no requirement of yibum when he is survived by his daughter. If you look at Tosos and Tap Tosos, kivin to the yibum ben abas ki adazinenu v'im tomar min nolan debas poteres min hayibum. Tosos says, how do you know that? Meaning he's bothered by the same kasha that Rashbam was. Rashbam said, how do I know that when a man has a daughter, that it says ben ein lo in the Torah, that's when you do yibum. When ben ein lo, how do you know that that if he has a daughter, he's pater from yibum? So Rashbam gave the ayena love answer. What does Tosos say? Imi dechsevu ben ein lo ayena love heistrich l'siyei mamzer k'tam parakshen diyavamus. Now we already used that drasha for something else. Ayena love is used to teach us that even a ben mamzer will pater from yibum if he has a child of any kind of yichus, not a child of any kind of gender that we derive, will pater a brother from yibum. So that's not good enough, says Tosos. Ayena love. We need a better drasha. We need a different drasha to teach that having a daughter will pater from yibum. V'yeshlomer deshkulin v'yavou shnehen. So says Tosos, how do you know which drasha to take? Ayena love that a mamzer paters, or ayena love that a daughter paters? Ayena love just means make sure there's nobody there before you do yibum. That there's nothing. There's nobody. There's no children. So it's teaching both. It's shkulin. Both of these drashas are the same. It's all coming from the same source. It's all coming from the same mashma. That ayena love just means that it's not referring specifically to anything. It's not referring specifically to a mamzer, not referring specifically to a daughter. It's just saying that that if there's nobody there, that if there are no descendants, then you do yibum. If you look a little bit further in Tosfos, about halfway through, inami yesh l'rabos bas shepateres min yibum milo yimachav prat l'zeh she'in shma machui. The Torah describes the purpose of yibum, that we don't want this man's name to be erased from history. We don't want his name to have no standing. If he has a daughter, his name will not be erased. His family continues if he has a daughter. So just following the svara that the Torah gives for yibum, it's clear that if he has a daughter, he's not going to be his wife will not require yibum. And that's why I need a special ribui of ayena love to tell me that even a mamzer pater from yibum, because mi svara I wouldn't have said it. I would have said if his only child is a mamzer, his name is as good as erased. That's his shame is machli. Why? Why does that mean that his shame is machli? So you could say it in a couple of ways. You could say his shame is machli because it's an embarrassment. It's whatever survives him is a busha. A man has sons. A man has daughters. They're not they're a pride and joy. But he has a mamzer. That's a busha. Or you could say no. The idea is that the family is supposed to be able to continue. If he has a mamzer, the family is not supposed to be able to continue. The mamzer is not supposed to is not able to carry on the family at all, because he's very limited in who he can marry. And even if he does marry, it's not so clear that we're happy about it, even though it's technically mutter for a mamzer to marry mamzeres. Not so clear at all that we're happy about that. To be marbe mamzerim bi Yisrael is considered a very negative thing. We don't want too many mamzerim bi Yisrael, for whatever reason, whether it's because it's heartbreaking or whether it's because we don't want to ruin the yichus of the Jewish people, so we're not interested. So his shmo is machli, if that's what he's got, if he only has a mamzer. Then Tos says further, Vim Tomar, Had the tani perakamit the kedushin avirivri ovid asaben vein ovid asabas v'amai neimu midilin yibum ben ubas ki adonin inu hachinami lin avirivri kedamrin in hachilin yinachla umidlsiv avdecho sheshon v'mashma l'chav lo liyorich lo nemayit ela ach dafka. How do I know that the din of kam tachtav by Eved Ivri is only for a son, not for a daughter? Meaning the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin tells us a man dies and he has an Eved Ivri, so an Eved Ivri doesn't go be Yerusha because he's not your property. He's a Jewish person, he's not your property. But he's going to work for your son if you have a son, but not for a daughter. Well, why not? If we're saying that a son and daughter are exactly the same when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to Yibum, why shouldn't they be exactly the same when it comes to kam tachtav of an Eved Ivri? V'omeri mishum darshinan v'avdecha l'cha v'lo la'acher. That there's a special miud in the pasuk telling us that it's very limited who the eved is going to work for. Kol shu acher legabe ben Ubas nami legabi ben ka'achar dami linyanachla shaben kadam lebas. And the daughter is enough of an acher, at least with relation to the son, because the son would precede the daughter when it comes to Yerusha. Okay, says Gemara, but maybe we're still interpreting this all wrong. Meaning, again, the drasha we had from yesterday was She'ero teaches us that a father comes before brothers as far as Yerusha is concerned, but not before a son and a daughter. So our first challenge was, who said not before a daughter? Maybe a father comes before a daughter as well. Okay, so we rejected that. We said, no, not before a daughter. Now we're going to go in the other direction. Who says he comes before brothers? Maybe he only comes before his own brothers, meaning the father's brothers, not before the brothers of the deceased. Maybe that's telling us that the father just comes before the achei ha'av. And we use hakarov to teach karov kodem that the brothers of the deceased come before the father. So maybe we got it wrong. Maybe we got it backwards. Maybe the order it goes. Ben, bas, brothers, then father, and then father's brothers, but not ben, bas, father, and then brothers. So answers Gemara, achia avlo tzrichikra. Now, you don't need a pasuk to tell me, she'ero, to tell me that the father comes before the father's brothers. Achia av mikoach man ka'asu, mikoach av. Why would the father's brothers ever get Yerusha? Why would someone ever yarshin his nephew, his brother's son? It's only through the father that the father's brothers would ever get the Yerusha. So obviously, koyav, if the father's alive, you think the brothers of the father are going to get the Yerusha? It only works through the father. So it's ridiculous to even have a Hava Amina, that the father's brothers come before the father. I don't need a Pasuk She'ero to teach me that. So what does the Pasuk She'ero teach me? Like we said originally, that a father comes before the brothers of the mace, not before the brothers of the... Not necessary to teach that he comes before his own brothers, just that he comes before the brothers of the mace. So says Gemara, yeah, but if you look at the psukim, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like when it says v'imein achim la'aviv, the father has no brothers, then you give the nachla l'she'ero akarov elav mimishpachto. So if she'ero is being defined as father, and the pasuk is saying if the father has no brothers, then you give the father the Yerusha, sounds like that's that the father's brothers do come before the father. So it says more kray shalok sidron ksivi. The pasukim are clearly written out of order with regard to that phrase. Those phrases are not written in order. If you look at Rashbam, kray shalok sidron ksivi taksivi achea av va'achar kach she'er av. It says the father's brothers, then it says the father himself. But that's ridiculous. Of course the father comes before his brothers. Like we just said, they all come mikoach av. Unbelievable. The Chumash didn't have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in writing the Torah, didn't have to put it in order because he made it very clear that the closest relatives come first. So he just gives us all the relatives and we can arrange it. We can figure out the order. We can start putting them in order based on Karav Kodem. V'im Tomar, Kivan De'in Anu Holchan Achar HaSeder, Lishto Kramine, Vilchtov Ishki Yamos, Vinasatim Snachloso, Lakarvilav Mimishpachto. Well, if we're going to have to figure it out anyway, why confuse us by giving us all the relatives? I know what a relative is. I know that a brother's relative is a father's relative, an uncle is a relative. I get it all, that those are all relatives. So good, so that's it. So why does the Pasuk have to tell me the specific relatives? Just tell me, Hakarv Kodem, and I'll figure it all out from there. So you can remember the Kratzri Chatuva, because it'll come in Birkin, Ben Ein Lo, Ayen Alav, Vim Ein Lo. Each word is going to teach us a drasha. Each phrase is going to teach us an important drasha. It's just that the ordering of those phrases is not so important because we could figure out karav kodem. But the existence of those phrases, yeah, that's very important. So that's why it's not written in the order of the halachos. I wonder if this is at all related to ein mukta mukhar b'torah. It doesn't seem so. I mean, the fact that it's out of order is telling us that the halachos are out
out of order. Ein Mukdam Mukhar B'Torah generally is referring to chronology of the Torah, that chronologically it's out of order. So this is just saying that the halachos were not placed in a logical order in this instance, because logical order is only necessary when we would otherwise mess up the halacha. But over here we're going to figure out the halacha without the logical order, so we could so it's unnecessary for the Torah to put it in a logical order. So it says Gemara, the Haytana Maisel Mehacha. So far we had from the Drasha She'ero, that's how I know that the father comes before the brothers. But there's another Tana that derives that same halacha, that a father comes before the brothers, from an entirely different pasuk. The Tanya, the Brisa, says as follows: Ezu Dorish Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi darshan as follows: Ish kiyamus uben ein lo. If a man dies and ben ein lo, the critical part is the very next word, which we v'gomer the havartem es nachlas alibito. The pasuk says that then you are ma'avir the nachla to the daughter when he doesn't have a son. So we dash from there. B'makom bas atamavir nachla mina'av. When there is a daughter, we keep the nachla away from the father. V'atamavir nachla mina'av b'makom achin. But if there are brothers, that's not enough to keep the nachla away from the father, because the father comes before the brothers. So it's from the ha'avartim that we derive that only in the presence of a daughter does the father lose out his Yerusha, but the presence of brothers is not enough to make the father lose out his Yerusha. If you look at Tosos, Makom Bas, Atamavir Nachla Min Ha'av, says Tosos, Pirush Rivam, Midloch Siv Vinasatem Gabe Bas. You know, by a daughter getting Yerusha, why doesn't it say you give the Yerusha? Why is it Va'avartem? Kedich Siv Bekulu. By all the other Yerushas, it's Vinasatem. Why by a daughter, all of a sudden, does it become a passing of the Yerusha as opposed to a giving of the Yerusha? Da'avartem Mashmeloshna Havarash. Havara implies that there's someone else that you would have thought comes first in line, and she's cutting the line. She goes ahead of that person. And that's exactly what this price is trying to figure out. Who is the person that you would have thought goes before the daughter? But no, because the Torah tells us Vavartem, the daughter comes before him. So that's what the price is saying. It's the father. You might have thought that a man's father is a closer relative than his daughter. No, Vavartem, you let the daughter go first. Because he's the Yotze Yerech of his father. There's no more fitting relative. So that's why we have Avartamala to tell me that the daughter goes before the father, but the father comes before the brothers of the mace, because the brothers of the mace do not the Avartam is only one Havara. There's only one person that could be Mavir the Nachla from the father, and that is the daughter, and it's not the brothers of the mace. So says Gemara Ve'ema B'Makom Bas Atamavir Nachla Mina Achin V'Atamavir Nachla Mina Av Afilu B'Makom Bas. Maybe when we describe the daughter getting Yerusha as Ha'avara, it's not that she gets to cut the father in line, maybe it's that she gets to cut the brothers in line, but really the father does come before her. Maybe it goes son, father, daughter, brothers, and that's the Chiddush of Havara, that she comes before the brothers, but maybe in a chinami she does not come before the father. Says Gemara, in kein lo nichtav rachmana v'ha'avartem. Then the Torah should not have said v'ha'avartem. V'ha'avartem, if that's all it was teaching us, is that she comes before the brothers, so that's obvious that a daughter comes before the brothers. That's not a real, the brothers are not in any level of svara, a close relationship, than one's daughter. So the Torah would not have said v'ha'avartem. As Tosla says over here, in kein lo nichtav rachmana v'ha'avartem, kolomar, lo tuchal lidrosh b'makom bas atamavir nachla mina achin. It's not a havara to give to the daughter instead of the brothers. Shabbas krova lemeis yoser meach l'vishi yotzei sirecho. She's a closer relative than the brothers, and you've got to ask anybody. That's a svara. That's something that everybody would realize, that one's daughter is a closer relative than one's brothers. It's the father that's not as obvious, and that's why I need a drasha to tell me that the daughter comes before the father. Says Gemara, okay, so good. So Now we have two drashas, each of them teaching the same thing. We have two different Tanaim that each use a different drasha, one from Va'avart and one from She'ero, to tell us that a father comes before the brothers, but the father does not come before the daughters. So ask Gemara, L'man de nafkele me Va'avartem, hai She'ero my avadai. If your drasha is from Va'avartem, what do you do with the word She'ero? So you use the word She'ero to teach what it says in the following braisa. She'ero zu ishto. She'ero is a reference to one's wife. Melamit shabal yoresh es ishto. And that's the source of the idea that a husband can be yoresh his own wife. How do I know She'ero is a reference to one's wife? Says Rashbam, k'dichsiv v'hayu l'basra echad, because of nami She'ero k'susa v'onasa lo yigara. That he has to provide her with She'er k'sus v'ona, and that's what he has to provide to his wife. She'ero is a reference to the fact that they become basar echad. That is only true of one's wife, that they become l'basar echad. When they have a child together, they become l'basar echad. So we see that the husband yarshins his wife from the word She'ero, and it's the word va'avartem that teaches us that the father comes before the brothers for Yerusha. Uleman d'nafkele mishe'ero. But if you derive the din of the father coming before the brothers but after the daughter for Yerusha from She'ero, hai va'avartem ayavadai. What do you do with va'avartem? So mibay le'lecha d'tanya. You use it to teach the following drasha. Rebbe Yomer b'kula nemer ben nesina v'kan nemer behen ha'avara. That by all other Yerushas, it describes it as a nesina. By a daughter receiving Yerusha, describes it as ha'avara. She'en l'cha she'mavir nach l'mishevet l'shevet elabas. And that's teaching us not about who gets to cut who in line in the family for Yerusha. No, it's about the idea of being mavir Yerusha from one shevet to another. That sometimes something could have been an ancestral Yerusha in a specific shevet, and halachically we allow it to move into a different shevet. How so? Only through a daughter, because a daughter can yarshin her father and then marry someone from another shevet, and now it belongs into that shevet. Holu bno ubayla yarshin osa, because a woman's children and husband will yarshin her, so she's able to be mavir the nachla. Rashbam paints the picture for us. Holu bno ubayla yarshin osa, says Rashbam, kigon serach bas asher shenasul chanoch ben ruuvein umeis asher below banim zucharim. Serach bas asher marries chanoch ben ruuvein. Then Usher dies without any male offspring. V'yirashtos without any sons. V'yirashtos Serach bito. So Serach, his daughter, yarshins him. Umesa Serach. So when Sarah dies, the members of Shevet Reuven are going to yarshin her own son, her own husband. So it's telling us that a husband or a son can yarshin a mother. You should know, says Rashbam, there are other possibilities of how to darshin in this idea that a son and a husband can get a Yerusha. Why is that critical for the Rashbam to point out right now that there are other possibilities of how to make this drasha? Because I think it's because normally the Gemara would go one step further when we have this kind of thing. Meaning we have two different possibilities where we derive this din that the father comes before the brothers and after the daughter. So we're saying, okay, what does each one learn from the other one's pasuk? The next step would be, and if I'm learning this din from the pasuk, if I'm learning from the Va'avartem, this din that there's a Yerusha for a woman's husband, a woman's son, how does the one who derives the halacha of a father from Va'avartem, how does he know that halacha? Where does he get it from? So Rashbam says, don't worry, there are other drashos, because the Gemara would normally play that out. Would normally say, how does each one know the din that's being used by, that the other one is learning from their pasuk? So the Gemara didn't do it, so Rashbam fills us in, at least on one side of that issue. Umimai de she'ero zeha'av. How do I know that she'ero is a reference to the father, meaning according to the Shita, that from She'ero we learn that a father comes before the brothers. How do I know that She'ero means a father? D'chsev She'eravichahu. Because it says She'eravichahu. Yeah, but Eima She'ero Zu'eim, D'chsev She'erimchahi. Maybe She'ero is a reference to one's mother and not to one's father. It's just like it says She'eravicha, it also says She'erimecha, so She'erimcha. So how do I know that it's Dafka referring to a father? So Amarava Amakra mi mishpachto v'yarash osa, that it specifically talks about mishpacha when it comes to Yerusha, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Eino Kriya Mishpacha. The Mishpacha on the father's side is called Mishpacha, the technical definition of Mishpacha. Mishpachas Eim is Eino Kriya Mishpacha. Now that does not mean that there is no family relationship. You see, when you translate things into English, so it's things are you lose a little bit of the meaning. Mishpacha, as far as Yerush is concerned, are you allowed to be, are you kasher le'edus with your maternal grandfather that you're going to be made? No, that's absolutely not, right? Anyone on your mother's side of the family also, you have all the same dinim of Arisha Barishan, Arisha Bashani, Shlish, all the same. It's not even like we allow for closer relatives on the mother's side to be made together than on the father's side. It's all the same dinim on both sides. Why? Because they're relatives. They're a karov, they're not mishpacha. So these are technical. B'nei banim arim kibanim. So the discussion is b'nei banos arim kibanim. What's that discussion about? It's not are you related to your maternal grandfather. What the question is about is when it comes to the halachos related to b'nei d'chiyuv of being malamid ben b'no Torah. Does that apply to ben bito? You know, that's what these discussions are about specific halachos, not about the general idea. Sometimes people get emotional about these things. It's a very technical discussion. It's not about the general idea of a relationship. How do I know mishpachas av is kriya mishpacha? It says mishpachosam leves avosam. That technically mishpacha is dafka in the base avosam. So it says when our mishpachas heim in a kriya mishpacha. Do you mean to tell me that midina yerusha a mother's mishpacha is not called mishpacha? Vahaksiv vayinar mi beis lechem yuda mi mishpachas yehuda. Vuhu Levi, Vuhu Garsham, when it describes the person who was chosen to be the Kohen for the Pesel Micha in Sefer Shoftim, the wild story of the Pesel Micha, of what was going on before the Jewish people had a king, all these crazy things that were happening because there was complete chaos before we had a king to sort of keep us in order. So they chose for the Pesel Micha a guy to serve as the Kohen, as the priest for this Pesel, and he was such a miyuchas. He was from the family of Yehuda, and he was a Levi. So Agufakash, isn't that a stira? Amrit Vu Levi, it says he's a Levi. Alma mi Levi Asi. That sounds like he comes from Levi. Mi Mishpachas Yehuda, Alma mi Yehuda Asi. But it says Beferish he was Mishpachas Yehuda. So it sounds like he comes from Yehuda. No, so must be we're describing both sides of his family. Elav Davua mi Levi, Ve'ime mi Yehuda, Ve'ka'amar mi Mishpachas Yehuda. He's a Levi. You know why he's a Levi? Because his father's a Levi. But why is he called mi Mishpachas Yehuda? Because his mother's from Yehuda. Well, so you see, even that term is used, mishpacha, that we describe it as mishpachas Yehuda, even though it's only from the mother. So Amar Rava Bar Rav Chanan lo gavra d'shmei Levi. No, Levi doesn't mean that he comes from Shevet Levi. He comes from Shevet Yehuda. That's why he's called Mishpachas Yehuda. His father's from Yehuda. Why is he called Levi? His name happens to be Levi. So that's why he's called a Levi. Ihachi, hainu d'kam ramicha, ati adati ki etif Hashem li ki hayli halevi lekohen. Then how does it make sense that Micha starts bragging? I got the best guy for the job. You know what the raya that he's the best guy for the job, and then Hashem is smiling on Pesel Micha, and he wants this new form of avoda to work, is he found me a guy who is a Levi. He found you a guy named Levi? I mean, that's the big deal, that the guy is named Levi? So says Marin, Disrami Le Gavra, Dishmei Levi. Yeah, that's exactly right, that there was a guy who's named Levi, and therefore, that's what was so great about it. Why would that be so great about it? So says Rashbam, Lo Gavra, Dishmei Levi, I'm sorry, Disrami Le Gavra, Dishmei Levi, Bekachoy Mishtabeach. That's what Micha was showing off about. Kilu hava mishevet Levi, ulel mav Levi hu el mishevet Yehuda. Meaning, people didn't realize that. He was just saying Levi, they used throwing around the name Levi. People didn't realize that his name, it was just that his name was Levi. That was the truth, but people assumed that he came from Shevet Levi. So that's the Gemara's answer. So someone who's not a Levi, if they call him Levi, it's that you can fool, that's how the Ritva says it more explicitly, that he was so happy because Svurin Ha'am Shehu Levi Mamish, that people are going to think that he's a Levi Mamish. Rav Zilberstein didn't understand the Rashbam that way. He understood the Ritva that way, but that the Rashbam is saying, no, that there's some kunz in being called Levi, that we have this notion of Shma Garam, that a shame means something, and therefore it's at least a simen, that he took it as a positive simen, that his name is Levi. There is a third possibility, that meaning the Rashbam would be saying that whatever a person's name is indicative of something important. So if you want to look for a simen, a person's name is often a simen of something. Rizalbusin talks about a case, let's say a girl becomes a balas tshuva and she was particularly inspired by a rabbi whose name is, let's say, Moshe. So she was that rabbi really caused her to become a shomer Torah mitzvos and inspired her to do so, and now she's in shiduchim, and one of the guys that's mentioned to her is named Moshe. She viewed that as a simon to maybe prioritize that suggestion over other suggestions, because you see that shame. So he says maybe according to Rashbam, yeah, that the shame actually means something. I don't think that's what Rashbam says. I think Rashbam is saying like the Ritva, that they were able to fool people that he was a Levi. But he says, you know, the other possibility, the Ein Elio says that it's Dafka, the name Levi. I mean, we do hold that the Gemara says in many places, Shma Garam, that a name has an effect on what a person accomplishes and what a person's kochos are. Levi refers to the ability of yilava v'yechaber hashpa shel maila lamata, of having the ability to connect the hashpa shel maila down here in this world. So that's exactly what Micha was looking for. He wanted the guy to. So he's saying not that I'm going to fool anybody that he's from Shevet Levi, and nor that the name Levi somehow connects him to Shevet. It's that the name Levi is indicative of that ability. Of that ability that we're looking for to make this avoda count. So it's dafka by the name Levi. It wouldn't apply to any other name. He quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky very interestingly, where he quotes a number of makaros from Tanakh that using a Shem Hashem in a person's name is like a positive thing, and he suggests that the reason that that's a positive thing is that Sha'amar Karav Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Hashem Kruva Be'emes, that when you call a person by Shem Hashem, they're constantly reminded of the Shmo Shel Chodesh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, then they're always going to be focused on that's the svara of using Shem Hashem within people's names, of calling people Shalom and having the Yud and the Hey in people's names, Yeshaya and things like that. So because the person will always be reminded of the Shem Hashem whenever their name is called. Okay, V'chi Levi Shmo, asks the Gemara, but was his name really Levi? Meaning it's a nice answer to say, oh no, his name was Levi, and that's why they call Levi. It has nothing to do with his mother's family or anything. But his name wasn't Levi. It says Beferish in the Pesukim, V'alo Yehonasan Shmo. His name was Yehonasan Shnemar, V'Yehonasan Ben Gershom, V'Menashe, Hu Ubanav Hayukonim, L'Shevet Hadani. So it says Beferish, his name was Yehonasan. So Amalei L'Taymech, V'chi Ben Menashe Hu, V'alo Ben Moshe Hu. Well, obviously that pasuk is not actually describing his family, because if it was, what you think, he's Ben Menashe? He's not a Ben Menashe. He's a Ben Moshe. So why would it say Ben Menashe? He's Yonasan Ben Gershom, who comes from Moshe. D'chsiv B'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer. So his father was Gershom, who's a Ben Moshe. So why would it call him Ben Menashe? You know why he calls him Ben Menashe? Because he acted like someone who's similar to Menashe, who's a Rasha. So Yehuda, and maybe that's why we call him that, he's from Yehuda, that he's from Mishpachas Yehuda. Not that he's actually from Mishpachas Yehuda. He's from Levi, and the reason we call him Yehuda is because he acted like Menashe, who descends from Yehuda. You see that when someone is doing something terrible, we try to associate it with a terrible source, with someone in the family that's a terrible person. That Adoniyo was a tov tor ma'od, was very good looking, and he also was born after Avshalom. What do you mean? Adoniyo and Avshalom didn't come from the same mother. Adoniyo was Ben Chagis, Avshalom was Ben Ma'acha. So why are we saying that, oh, Adoniyo was the child that was born to his parents after Avshalom was born to his parents? Not the same parents, not the same mother. But he did something very similar to Avshalom, namely that he was Morid B'Malchus. So that's why Talo HaKasab Avshalom. Amar Blazalol, Yudabik Adam Betovim. We learn from here also that a person should always try to marry into a good family. Shari Moshe Shenasa Bas Yisro Yatsim Men Yehonasan. Moshe married Bas Yisro. He ended up with this Yehonasan who was a Kohen for Pesel Micha, descend from him, because he married someone who he married into a family of a person who was over Avodah Zarah most of his life. Aaron Shenasa Bas Aminadav Yatsim Menu Pinchas. Aaron, who married Bas Aminadav, a tzaddik, so was Yatsim Menu Pinchas. That's a question. What the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that a person should always marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. What if she's a Bas Talmud Chacham but not a Bas Tovim, meaning the Yichus doesn't extend? So you have two options. One who's both girls are wonderful. One is a Bas Talmud Chacham and one is a Bas Tovim. One comes from generations of Tovim. So which is better? It's not so clear because the Gemara uses the term Li Olam in both instances. So it's not abundantly clear which is the better way to go, the Bas Talmud Chacham or the Bas Tovim. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up with Pinchas tomorrow.